going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
NFL Draft is tonight at 8. Ken Wyman.
You sure?
Vinny Serrato. They have draft coverage 8 to midnight.
Doesn't feel like draft season.
Beltway, Ben Hall, Cordell Woodland. They lead into it. 6:30 to 8. And put out a poll. And our Twitter poll of the day is sponsored by Tee Time Golf Pass. Check out exclusive Tee Time deals at your favorite courses at teetimegolfpass.com. IA1057 The Fan is how you can vote on this poll. And it says, an MLB All-Star game is far too long overdue to be in Baltimore.
Preach, Bone.
But would you have any interest in attending the NFL draft in Charm City? Team President Sashi Brown has stated that he would like Baltimore to host the draft in the near future. 63.1%, heck yeah. 36.9%, nah, I'm good. Our buddy Trippy tweeting down low saying, hell yeah, I'd love a draft in here. Oh my God.
Trippy, if they have a draft at the Inner Harbor, Trippy should be able to do the Ravens pick. You know how they have somebody come up and do the pick? Trippy Lockenfora should be able to do that pick.
If that happens, we're starting the movement. Trippy gets to announce a card. That would be great.
Yes.
But person on Twitter responded with this: would I go or care? No, but I am interested because it would help public businesses.
Exactly.
That's how I am. Where, look, the draft as a whole, and you've covered a billion of them, Jason, where you're probably like, whatever.
Yeah.
But I think the idea of Baltimore being the center of a major sporting event holds a ton of value. And Sashi Brown, this was, I believe, earlier this year, saying, we've begun talks with the NFL. This was at the league meetings in Orlando. The draft has become such a major tentpole event for the league. A lot of cities are interested. We think Baltimore is a great venue for it. We're also talking to folks who are developing the Inner Harbor. We'd certainly have to convince the NFL, but we'll put that pressure on ourselves to try and bring one to Baltimore in the relatively near future. And look, there's been Detroit did it last year, Green Bay's this year, Pittsburgh has it next year. So cities similar, and Green Bay's much smaller than Baltimore, but I think it would be awesome for this city. And yes, the All-Star thing is an absolute joke. The fact that it's been since 1993, and obviously the Masson lawsuit is a big reason why, but regardless, the fact that it's been over 30 years without an All-Star game at Camden Yards is a joke, but I'm all for it. That I think it would be great, and I'm pretty sure the renovations are done following next offseason. So 2027 and beyond, it should put Baltimore in place for it.
Yeah, I mean, people, it's the type of event now that it's long enough and big enough, and you got multiple networks broadcasting. So the crews will be coming in 2 weeks before the draft to start setting up locations and all that. Those people are staying in hotel rooms and they are eating in restaurants every night. And then there's the people who come in from out of town. And The draft prospects have to be here 2 or 3 days before the draft, and they do a, usually community service stuff, and they're out doing media availability, and that brings people. So, like, do I care about it? No, I mean, no. Like, personally, like if Mateo wanted to go out and try to see these kids, or he wanted to go stand in the crowd while they make these picks, like, I would obviously go with him. It doesn't do much for me, but of course, as someone who cares deeply about Baltimore, I'd love to see us get it. I'd love to see us get those visitors. I'd love to see us get those dollars flowing in here. It has become a showcase event, and Baltimore absolutely should be in that mix.
I'm completely with you. And you got, obviously, the Camden Yards complex where you can do a lot with it. The Inner Harbor, you could do a lot with it. And I would think that, you know, in the next 2, 3, 4 handful of years or whatever, that they'd have a good shot at Sashi. Your boy Sashi's been talking about it for over a year now.
Anybody could bring this home and deliver this. It's Sashi.
Hey, look what he's done. Got the lease done. Helped get Lamar done.
Don't ask him to try to win a football game as a general manager. But Sashi, could he bring the draft here? I hope so. I don't think that's asking too much.
No, I don't think so. We're going to get back into the Ravens at the top of the hour with the six-pack, six realistic options for the Ravens at pick 27. We're going to get back into the Orioles coming up next. All the young dudes, Jordan Westberg, he does not look right. And Brandon Hyde mentioned earlier in the year when they were playing in Toronto, upper body injury. Is that injury still bothering him? And we got to get back into those god-awful numbers with runners in scoring position last night. That's next on The Fan.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory and that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.